God, good and faithful servants.
You almost moved. I was so shocked. Well, I know, but they're like really loose and hanging out at the 8 o'clock service. Very cool. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the
king.
What's a king like? What's a king? King rules over something. Very true. What kind of thing? Yes, what's a king? Kings can be mean. Kings can be nice. They can give you money. They can take your money away. It's called taxes. Well, there's some more. Come on, you guys. Welcome. We're talking about kings. Ever seen a king? You have!
He lives at the castle for his men and guards.
He lives in a castle with his men and guards. Yes, that's a king. We don't have a lot of kings here in our little place, right? I mean, really, Hawaii maybe probably had kings a lot more recently than most places in the U.S. But kings have one thing in common. They always have one thing. Can you think of what that is? They're really rich. That's usually true. They have power. Right? They have power. So if you do something a king doesn't like, what do they say? They can put you in jail. If you do something like that, the king, what he said was, the king can take his knights will come and take your stuff away and arrest you. Kings have power. If you do something they don't like, they can say, off with his head. And there's nothing you can do. Take that home. Well, if today is Christ the King Sunday, do you think of Jesus as the kind of king who says, well, if you don't like what I do?
No.
Nope. Do you see Jesus saying, well, you better give me everything you have or else you're going to... I'm going to send my Knights Templar to take it all away.
What?
No. Jesus is a different kind of king, isn't he? In our gospel lesson for today, Jesus says about what happens when at the end of all time and everybody's gathered around the king and the king says to them, you know, you've been wonderful because when I was hungry, you gave me food. And when I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. And when I was lonely and imprisoned, you came and visited me. And when I didn't have a house, you gave me shelter. And all the people were standing around saying, well, when did we do that? We never saw the king out there being hungry or in prison. We didn't do any of those things. And in the story, he says, look, if you do it to the least of my children, you did it to me. Wow. Well, it's one thing. We all know that if you have a king way up high, you do something nice because you hope they're going to give you power, hope that they're going to give you a reward because they have power. But in Jesus' kingdom, we do good not because we're going to get something for it or because we're going to get power from the king, but because we're called to love. I thought for sure you were going to say off with his head. Thank you. At the very end, okay? So in Jesus' kingdom, when we do good things for the least of the world, those who don't have anything, we're doing it for the greatest one of all, for God. And so that's how Jesus is king. Jesus is king because when we bring food to those who are hungry, when we share what we have with those who are poor, when we love those who are awfully hard to love, like little brothers and sisters, when we do good things for one another, We're doing them for God. Not because we're going to get something out of it, but because God has already done everything for us in Jesus. So Christ the King is not one who's got the knights and the moat and the really cool carriage. The queen and the prince and all of that stuff. Christ is the King who's on the cross and who calls us to help one another just like that. So happy Christ the King Sunday. And keep in mind, what starts next Sunday? You think about it. Ask your parents. It's going to be Advent. What do we do during Advent? Try to curb your enthusiasm. So what do we do during... She says, Jesse Tree. We're going to do the Jesse Tree, and it's very exciting. So God's peace. Have a great Christ the King Sunday.